The bigger issue is a lack of runs and run differential. And I was talking with Dan Bernstein about this in transition, and for lack of a better word, it's pretty confounding why this offense doesn't work, considering some of the talent in it. What have you seen as to why the White Sox offense cannot get it in gear?
It seems like a little bit of everything. I think, you know, probably the easiest way to sum it up is that they've had a hard time getting three hitters in the lineup functioning at one time. You know, it's been a game of whack-a-mole where, you know, Tim Anderson's been the constant, but Luis Robert looks good. Jose Abreu's not working well, and Andrew Vaughn is hot but not trusted yet, so he's in the back half of the order. Then Vaughn gets trusted, moves up, gets more responsibility. He gets hit by a pitch. Abreu gets hot, Robert gets hurt. Pollock starts warming up, and then he gets cold. Like, it's been just a situation where even if you were to try to front-load the lineup so the hottest three hitters are going 1-2-3 for concerning stretches of time, that's been hard to know who those best three hitters are. And then I think the other issue is that just from the left side, you have Yasmani Grandal, who's been off to a really rough start. And I think some of it's been, bad luck, in terms of some of the balls he's hit hard have been hit too low to the ground, even if they're in the air. But also, like, I think his pitch judgment's a little bit off and he's being outguessed a little bit. You have Yoan Moncada, who was hurt, and then coming back, he hasn't quite looked himself, even like his last year's self. And then Gavin Sheets has struggled as well. And he's somebody who just, hadn't had enough time to be trusted yet. And maybe he's showing that he's not worth that trust. But when you're banking that much on those three left-handed bats, helping to confront good right-handed pitching, if they're not there, then the rest of the lineup, that's why I think it's been so uneven, and that's why it's been so much on Tim Anderson, and he can't do it all himself.
Yeah, absolutely. And there hasn't been that one guy that has just been like blistering hot and carrying the team. And, I think that we've seen moments almost every year of Jose Abreu's career where it has been like that. And it has not been like that. Who knows? Maybe this is the start of something for Andrew Vaughn, because he had a huge three-run double in a tight spot. And then he hits a two-run homer as well. What I'm waiting for with Andrew Vaughn is, like, I mean, all the promise is there, and a lot of it we've seen in play in terms of his production. I'm just waiting for it to click in, like, consistently, where every day Andrew Vaughn is the guy that you want hitting second or third, that he might be one of your best hitters on the team. I don't know that it is there yet. I'd like to know what you think about his development and where he is in the ceiling, and if he does have indeed more ceiling to get to.
Yeah, he's a tricky guy to evaluate just because of the lack of a minor league track record and him having to basically learn by doing at the upper levels, and we're talking about the major league levels here, just, double A, triple A didn't have that. So it's the major leagues. And we were working off a blank script last year, and he did okay. Like, I think he was, partially, had to deal with the quality of pitching, particularly right-handed pitching, but he also had to deal with the grind of his first ever 6-month season against the best of the best. And he wore down his, I guess he had back and leg issues and such just from the strain of the season. And so that was a point of emphasis going into this year, was just, learning how to, manage that routine and that grind. And, starting the season, looked like he did. It looked like his power was back. It looked like the contact that died on the warning track, I guess it died on the warning track for a different reason this time around because the balls changed. But the contact looked stronger. The exit velocities were there. The barrel was on time. And then he just got hit by the pitch, I think. That's what disrupted that little run he was on. So, should this be the sign of something, or should the White Sox think like he's past his physical limitations, I wouldn't mind seeing him hit top four. I like him hitting second. I don't mind if Abreu moves up to third, and then if Robert comes back, maybe Robert hits second and Vaughn hits fourth, what have you. But I like him in the top four just because even when he's not squaring everything up, his plate appearances are still among the most disciplined on the team, and that has its own value, I think. I would like to see less of Yasmani Grandal for the time being, so bump him down to fifth or sixth, and then try to go from there. But I don't envy Tony La Russa in terms of trying to figure out, with Robert out, with Vaughn just coming back and approaching something, who are his three to four best hitters?